Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny.
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And we are joined by such a special guest today. We are so excited to have her here with us. Everyone, it's Nina Parker from E's Nightly Pop. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi, Nina. I'm so excited to finally chat with you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So how have things been going? We are in the height of the holiday season. You are, of course, still making it happen on TV every night. Mm-hmm. How's it going right now?
You know, I got a little senioritis. You know, I'm like, it's the end of the year. And so I just kind of want to be with family and just kind of regroup. 2020 was like a bulldozer on a lot of us. So I'm, excited to have a little holiday time with the fam.
Oh, I haven't heard the word senioritis in a really long time. That really brought me back.
That is
I'm a little bouncy.
That is totally like an accurate feeling right now. I feel like we're all just like, okay, this year is over. Even if it's not on the calendar yet, like it's done. It's a wrap.
I want 2020 out of here.
You know what my thought on that though, is that we're almost there. We're almost to the new year. And I feel that once we get to January 1st, everyone's going to be like, okay, back to normal, but it's not going to be like that just yet.
I feel like the energy is going to change. So I think, since January is a big month for a lot of us. So I feel like the energy is going to shift. So I think, hopefully at least everybody will be full of a lot of more positivity. I think 2020 has overstayed its welcome.
I will say, I never thought I would be this excited to see vaccines being injected into people's arms on TV. I'm like, yes, give me a live feed. Like,
yes.
Well, speaking of TV, so you host E's Nightly Pop with Morgan Stewart and Hunter March. So what's your favorite part about hosting a show on television, especially during this time?
I mean, I think it's really cool when people reach out and say, you're giving me an escape from, sometimes people are going through really horrible things. I'm super grateful for the life I'm leading. And I think that, there are times when you get really self-absorbed. And so sometimes when you come out of that and there are people telling you about these struggles and things that they're going through and they look at you as an escape, with comedic fodder and things like that, it feels really good. I think our show is a late night show. We can be a little spicy. We can, say things that we probably wouldn't be able to say during prime time. And, it just allows people to kind of laugh with us and tweet along and things like that. So that's one of the parts that I love the most, is that people, look to us for an escape through some of the things that they're going through.
I love on your show, like you were saying, you get to be a little more, maybe like a little more loose than you would be at another time in the day. I love that you and your co-hosts have this kind of playful relationship with each other. Yeah. You're not afraid to give each other a hard time, make it a little personal. What was, when you guys first started hosting the show together, how did that kind of come together? Did you already know them before? Like, did it take a while to kind of get that rapport?
For those who follow, you'll know that I've been on E for a little bit before. I had filled in on Daily Pop with Morgan. So I had worked with Morgan on Daily Pop, the morning show. For a while, and then, but that was spilling in because one of the hosts was on maternity leave. So when she came back, Nightly Pop was just starting up. So Morgan and I had a really good relationship and rapport at that point. We were friends. And so she and I went into Nightly Pop looking for a co-host. So there were auditions for our male co-host, and that's how Hunter got in. We felt like we had good chemistry with him, which was a great choice. And that's kind of how that whole situation formulated.
I do have to say, when I started watching your show, you could see the energy and feel it between the three of you. And that was something I really liked comparing to other shows that I watch, because it was like friendly banter and it was something you don't usually see on television.
We're all kind of the same person as far as like comedic wise. We're just on different levels of when to shut up. So like, I'm very like, I've been hosting in entertainment television since 2007. So I'm like, I know when to stop.
I was going to say, you're the one that always ends it. You're like, okay.
We all can get a little dark, but they, you know, there's like a lot. I'm like, I would never say this on camera. I'm not going to do this. They're more like, we're going to go for it. And I'm like, come back so we can keep the show on the air. So we're all kind of different levels of that. Hunter's going to go way left. Morgan's about in the middle.
That's so funny. And I feel like you guys this year, I'm sure, you know, where we are doing a podcast over Zoom, I'm sure you guys have had to kind of figure out how to make the show happen when you're not always in the same place as each other. Has that been difficult, kind of an exciting challenge? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of evolved at this point, you know, so a lot of people know Morgan is pregnant. So for her and her health, she decided the best decision was to continue to film from home. But Hunter and I are back in studio for months, though. We were filming at home. You know, we tried a couple of different platforms, you know, things like that. We're doing a lot of Instagram live interviews. But for us, I think we really shine when we're in person. So we were really excited to get back into studio. So right now it's Hunter and I in studio. Morgan films from home. We have like, we cast her into the studio. And so that's challenging because when you're talking, you want to look at somebody. So we have to look at a monitor. So, you know, just kind of getting that choreography down was challenging at first, but now I feel like we have our rhythm.
Right. Now you can plead the fifth, but okay. We want to know who is your favorite or least favorite of anyone that you guys have either interviewed or talked about or things that are going on currently?
I mean, we don't really do in studio guests. Well, that's right. Very rare. Talking about, I would say like, it's more, we do like a segment about like reality wrap up where we talk about, you know, reality shows and things like that. So we may get exhausted. It depends on the season. Like there may be one show that just always has drama where I'm like, I don't ever want to talk about this person again. you know, right now it's the Family Chantel on 90 Day Fiancé on TLC. Like that, I don't ever need to talk about them again. So I'm a little exhausted with that. So it just depends on the time of the year, child.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I remember, I think it was like last summer, there was all of this Teen Mom drama that was happening in the span of like 2 weeks. It was like Janelle and then like somebody else and then more Janelle. When it was like, I don't want to read about these people for like 6 months. Please go away.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do, because like you need that.
Yeah.
Of course.
You feel very normal. You know, I say all the time, like sometimes I watch these shows just to feel a little bit better about my own personal drama. It's not as bad.
100%. I agree with you.
It's like, yeah, I mean, we're always talking about Bravo shows and it's like Below Deck, it seems like it's fun to work on the boat, but also I'm really glad that I just get to like sleep normal hours and not have to deal with like, exactly.
So you're not that much of a Bravo lover, are you?
I am. I just kind of have been on a little bit of a reality show hiatus.
A lot of people have said that over quarantine.
No, it's so, I think it's just because life has been so crazy that for me, I didn't want to see a lot of people fighting and dealing with each other. But I will say for our show, I have to obviously do research if we're talking about them. So I know who people are. I usually know what the storyline is. It's just lately I haven't been sitting on my couch and setting my DVR like I normally would have pre-quarantine. But you know, right now I'm really fascinated with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think they're, you know, an interesting bunch. The chick that's with her pastor, the grandpa, step grandfather. Yes. It's a lot. So it's definitely intriguing. But yeah, I try to space it out.
Has there been these whatever months we've been in quarantine now? Like, what have you been binging? Has there been something else that you've been spending a lot of time with?
You guys, I've been binging so many things. I'm trying to remember because it, you know, you get so immersed in it and you're out of it and you're like, I forgot I watched that. And it's only been 2 months. But right now it hasn't been a lot of reality, but it's been more scripted. So I'm super excited about the season finale of The Flight Attendant tonight.
Yes.
I'm watching that. I'm also watching A Teacher on FX, which is crazy. If you have not watched it,
I feel like I've been it's funny because I've been watching both of those shows and it's like the Flight Attendant is like so fun, whatever. And A Teacher every week, I'm like watching through my fingers. I'm like,
I didn't watch The Flight Attendant yet. I'm getting to it, but because sometimes, I don't know if you're like this, I need to go back and watch something I've already watched to make myself feel better. So Dylan laughed at me last week. I told him I had to start Jersey Shore over again. That makes me feel better about my life. And so A Teacher though, I'm just like, everyone was talking about it. So I started it and I was like, no way.
It's crazy.
That happened and came out this year.
Yeah,
that's weird. Crazy. To
like
me.
I saw Little Fires Everywhere. I'm like, that was this year. You know, all of that was this year. But I do the same thing. Depending on how stressed I am, I'll watch The Office. So I'm like, it's the one show where I feel like I can find something different every time I watch it, and it literally makes me laugh out loud if I'm in a bad mood. So that stays in consistent rotation. I may watch like a full season and just re-binge it if I'm not feeling good. It just always lifts my spirits.
It's funny because I'll see sometimes in like the Netflix top 10, there's like some random old show and I'm like, why is that? And I'm like, no, I get it. Like everybody just wants to watch like, you know, Gossip Girl again for the 14th time.
I'm like, what are people doing on Netflix sometimes? But yeah, it's varies.
Wait, I need to know, since you mentioned The Office, how do you feel about Parks and Rec?
I've never watched Parks and Rec.
Oh my.
I've never watched an episode of Parks and Rec, so maybe I should binge it.
Okay, I'm giving you a suggestion.
Okay.
You should binge watch Parks and Rec next.
Okay.
That's what you should do. And if you don't like it, let me know. It's my fault.
But it's just on that same level though, right?
Oh yeah, it's the same thing. Everyone's it's not the same thing. It's similar, but if you like one, you like the other. Like,
I can vouch for Parks and Rec. I'm also a fan.
Yeah, you can't go into it comparing. Like, can't be like, no, The Office is so much better than this. Like, you have to be a little more open-minded to it.
Okay, I'm down. I mean, I'm always down for a new comedy. You know, and another reality show. I did watch Selling Sunset. I binged that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need cameras rolling 24/7. Like, I'm stressed out about the fact that so much has happened that the cameras weren't there for. I'm like, no, but we have to know about Chrishell's new man from Dancing with the Stars. Like, why is that not show me
on Daily Pop today? And it took everything for me not to rush out of my dressing room and be like, girl, we need to talk, but let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this day. But, you know, COVID rules, I had to stay put.
I'm glad. I'm glad she like publicized who she is dating, though, because when Gleb said that he was getting divorced, everybody was like, Chrishell and Gleb hooking up. It's like
they're on vacation together.
Yeah.
So no. Like, isn't that a slap in the face to everybody else that like they're like, yep, we're just friends. Thank you.
Can
so
you
much.
Imagine this wife, though, that is like they just filed for divorce. A month later, he's on vacation with someone else. And also like this dance partner that I'm sure she was nice and friendly with is on the vacation too. Like, it has to be a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. And, you know, she's been open about being on Instagram and some shit that went down.
Banana pancakes and spilling all the tea, honey. It is a hefty breakfast.
Okay. So I think I need to go on Dancing with the Stars for two things. One, like a diet regimen, and two, to find a boyfriend, because that seems to be what like everyone goes on the show. And
you
succeeds
the man. It's crazy.
You know, I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're in the era of like multiple Dancing with the Stars marriages, but it's 2020. Anything can happen.
And also, I don't think Chrishell and this guy are going to go the distance. I think this is a
rebound
relationship. I think this is the, you know, he's given her attention, and I'm sure she's very fond of him. But I don't see this going, you know, the distance.
She needed a nice man to treat her well for a little bit. And I hope
right now.
I hope she's having fun.
Yeah, but this is not going to be the hook.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So I want to make sure to talk about earlier this year, it was really great to see on Bravo in the wake of George Floyd's murder and all of the protests that were happening. You hosted these two Race in America specials, which we talked about. We were both, you know, really happy that they were doing this on Bravo. Can you talk a little bit about kind of what was happening at that time and how you got involved in hosting these specials? Because sure. I think it was great to see it, but the behind the scenes is really interesting of, you know, making that decision to use the platform for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you think of a lot of the Bravo celebrities, people don't necessarily associate a ton of depth to them. You know, we're used to kind of talking about these reality shows, people getting into arguments, and that's kind of all we really know. And they run businesses, but we don't go further than that. And I think it was really important for Bravo to really showcase like more dimensions to a lot of the people, you know, that were being affected. And, you know, Bravo has a lot of Black people on their shows, you know, and to ignore this issue with so many people on the network that have been on for years, I think would have been a misstep. And I think they wanted to have this conversation with people that you hear activists and you politicians, and they're always talking about race relations. But, you know, sometimes it's important to hear it from people and see it on a network where you wouldn't expect it. You expect it on CNN, but you may not necessarily expect it on Bravo or E. But I think it's important to have those platforms shared so that people understand this is just not a you know, something you can get away from. It affects everybody at all times. And so when Bravo decided to do Race in America, they reached out to me, and they had seen some things I had been doing with E, because for a while we had paused our celebrity reporting and we were just talking about the protests and everything that with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and everything that was going on. And they wanted to have somebody who could kind of navigate that conversation with people. And you know, I am the former host of Love and Hip Hop Reunions for, you know, on VH1, which lasted for, you know, over 5 years for me.
Yeah.
So I had a really good, you know, handle on how to navigate conversations with a multitude of people. So that's kind of how that all came about.
To me, it was so great. And particularly thinking, I remember Candy telling a story on the first special where she was like, this affects me. Like, it doesn't matter at the end of the day, like what's in my bank account, what TV show I'm on, that this stuff in your everyday life is still really real. And I think it's been great to see Bravo continue that conversation onto regular episodes of their shows. We've seen it on this season of Atlanta, especially so far, but even on shows like Orange County and Southern Charm, they're not just ignoring kind of what's going on in the world. And I think it's really exciting to see time being devoted to that. And, you know, that conversation being carried forward.
Yeah, listen, I don't think anybody expects, you know, a lot of these people from Bravo to necessarily do like what Portia's doing, you know, where Portia Williams is literally on front lines and she's protesting and she's super active and in the community, and everybody has plays their part. But I think just showing that is super important, because it's like, you can't just pretend that this isn't affected. And I think sometimes people believe if you're Black and you're a celebrity and you're making money, you are not affected by racism. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And so a lot of people are like, well, you got a good job, you're making good money. And it's like, well, that doesn't distract from the fact that systemic racism still affects me, it affects the people around me, it affects how I'm treated, what deals I get. So this is all encompassing.
Right. It's also, first of all, you did a great job hosting that. And it's, I know all these shows were being filmed, but it's almost like that Race in America special, like, opened the gates for these shows to talk about on each of them, because it, like you said, it's not something we're used to. And I'm glad that the Bravo audience for any show that they're watching are now aware of what's going on in all these cities and towns.
And these are people, you know, these are people too. And I think sometimes even I, you know, we get caught up in kind of feel like they're characters, you know, because of what they're going through or whatever. And it's like, no, you need to understand this is a person in a city just like you, and they're affected. And it's important to show that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see kind of what the future holds, because I do think this summer was kind of a moment where, you know, we took this step forward, and obviously there's still a lot of work to do, but I think a lot of people really did have their eyes open for the first time, maybe, about kind of the reality of the experience for so many people. And, you know, we're a couple weeks into the season of Atlanta, and it's just been so, it's been so great to see. And
hopefully people understand that, you know, this year has been an eye opener for a lot of people. For Black people like myself, was not, you know, anything new to my experience since I was a baby. And, you know how shocking that is, that it's like 2020, where a lot of people decided to finally pay attention, when I feel like people have been yelling, you know, okay, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm, you know, this is not complaint. This is my reality. And I feel like, you know, I'm happy people are really seeing that. And not only that, but just doing more than posting a Black square, getting involved in any way that they can. And I don't think you have to get involved the same way every single person does, but doing something is really important. Having conversations, uncomfortable conversations, are really important. I had a lot of conversations with people who said, I'm embarrassed to say this, but XYZ, and we left it in such a better place. And I think you can't be embarrassed to say where you're at. You have to use it as a learning experience and learn, you know, how privilege has worked for you in order to move forward in a way that can benefit others.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, you have such a way of like bringing us in, even when you, even on all your TV shows, like I just listen, and that's, you know, what I'm continuing to do. So,
So speaking of moving forward from this year, going into 2021, we're almost there. What are you, do you have anything that you're really excited about in 2021? Any big goals, just plans?
Yeah. There's nothing I can say right now, but it's, you know, it's some things I'm really excited for in 2021. You know, award season is coming also.
Yes.
And, you know, it's going to be different, but it's going to happen. And so, you know, really excited to see how we navigate and change those a little bit. But there is going to be, you know, I think with every award show, they kind of learn what they can and can't do, what works. So I think, you know, they're getting protocols in place to really try to have that. I think people really love having that escape. And, you know, as we move into the vaccinated world, we'll see how things progress by the time Oscars gets here. But I think, you know, people are really excited and to feel some type of normalcy. And I think it'll be a different normal, but I think it'll be a better normal than March of last year.
Let's hope. Oh my God. That's great. Nina, this was so much fun. I love chatting with you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. You know, it's always fun to talk and chat. And if people haven't watched Nightly Pop, please make sure you tune in. It's a super fun show and it's on late at night. So it's, you know, it's definitely something you can keep with.
And it's also great to catch up on the next day. On the East Coast, it's a little past my bedtime, but you know, that episode is always waiting in the morning.
Yes.
Nina, thank you so much for joining us and we will make sure to talk to you soon.
Thank you guys for having me.
Bye.
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 Betches.